Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 22nd of October 2018, and this is the 897th Moll Out Loud podcast. As you can hear, I'm not at home. I'm sitting next to a fountain, and there's a bit of music going on in the background. I'm in Salamanca Square, and I've just come from 1.5 hours of wonderful qigong, and I've eaten a sushi and just sitting here in the sun. It's a very warm day today. It must still be about 23, and I'm heading off soon to the premiere of this play called The Campaign that I've been tangentially involved with, and it starts, I think, it was by invitation, and I was allowed to bring a guest, so I'm waiting by the fountain for my guest to arrive. She's not someone I know really well, but she's someone I've known over a long time, and I know I was looking at the photographs of the campaign, and she was sort of there with one of her children slung over her shoulder, and that child is now very, very grown up. I think he's 30. Well, yes, he would be almost, he'd be about 30. So a long time ago, but I occasionally see her at different barricades. It's quite noisy here. I'm surprised. I hope you can hear me. I hope that my proximity to the mic is enough for you to hear. My days are going very, very quickly. I've got a quiz tomorrow morning, and it is the birthday of two of the quiz people. I think I mentioned this maybe yesterday because I thought it was today, and by about 8 o'clock last night I realised there was no way I was going to be able to to organise a special quiz for them. I was so tired. I went to bed very, very early. And then I realised I'd made a mistake, so I was able to devise a quiz today. But it's also the last week of my course, and I've still got a bit of wrapping up to do for that from last week, and I hope to do that tomorrow morning and then be able to start the last week at lunchtime tomorrow. And I guess then it will run through till this time next week. It will be, well, not quite this time next week. Tomorrow next week it will be finished, and then I will really have to face what else needs to be done in my last 3 weeks. Things like getting the coat to the dry cleaner and back, all those practical things. And I probably won't have a lot of time for my writing in those last weeks. I'll stick with the cave, but I may not get much time apart from that. So it's all happening, and well, I'm very glad to have seen somebody. Isn't it beautiful? someone who's very involved in supporting writers was just walking past, and always a lovely face to see. And I'm sitting not far. In fact, I saw her emerge from it. Another friend who started a cafe just the other side of the fountain. That's also a laundromat. So she had this concept of a cafe laundromat. And gosh, it must be quite a long time ago that she started this up. I have a feeling that I hadn't even moved into my house yet. So, well, it must be about 25 years anyway. So it's been there a long time. So this area is quite familiar to me. This actual square was only constructed about 25 years ago, I guess, because that was one of the first places to open in it. But it's just adjacent to Salamanca Place, which is where all the arrests happened 30 years ago that we're commemorating in the play. So I'm going to... this is a short podcast, I know, and I actually didn't think I'd be able to get round to doing one at all. So I'm pleased that I have. And I'd also really liked to wish a belated birthday to Deborah, who I thought was going to be away but isn't. And she has been a very staunch listener. I do hope that you've been able to engage with whatever it is that you most enjoy doing today, whatever feels most worthwhile to you. That's part of your core and your heart. And thank you very, very much for listening again. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.